Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Is it Groundhog Day yet where you are? Did Wyatt and Willie the groundhog produce his miserable, decrepit head and see his shadow? Or did he not see his shadow and climb out of that stinking, festering hole and begin his summer a little early? Let me fill you in, denizens of the past. It makes no difference. Your universe will explode. I present to you a tale about a tale within a tale of future pasts and certain doom for one enterprising businessman. Who is it? It could be you, listener. So listen to see if you hear your name. If you don't worry, it's not you. Spoilers, it's not you.
That never fails to make me laugh.
It's a good story.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny.
Well, thank you.
These are true stories, right?
Every single tale that I...
Wait, every single tale?
Every single tale I have told you tonight is a true chapter of my life.
Well, hold on a second. Just a minute. You're telling me that what you just told us about your encounter with that armadillo in New Mexico when you were only 15 years old is a true story?
Yes, there's not a single embellishment in the tales I tell you tonight. That armadillo and I did indeed pull off the greatest train robbery in the history of mankind.
I might believe that, but you said you had another tale to tell.
Ah, I always have one more tale to tell.
Well, if this one's true, I will eat my hat.
Ooh. Well, gentlemen, set the oven at 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Collect the thyme and rosemary, for you will be consuming your own hat at the end of this tale.
And I will watch with as much relish as you display when you are consuming that hat.
If this is true, in fact, I will indeed eat my hat.
First of all, before we begin, roll call. My name, as you well know, is Canis. Canis 5.
I'm Bradley. Slam Bradley.
And I, your generous host, pleased to have you in my drawing room once again, am Professor Bert Cumberdong, the third son of the king of garden supplies down the road.
Good, good, good. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Titles aside, I can't wait to hear this story.
Yes, yes. Well, all
right. Listen back as I, Prince of Garden Supplies down the road,
yes,
tell you one final tale of my life. My life which I spent spending the fortunes amassed by my father, King of Garden Supplies.
Kind of a bon vivant, weren't you, in your younger years?
Never was I content to take over the reins of the Garden Supply Emporium that my father spent his life, and his youth, and his life force building. It consumed him in the end.
Some say he built that. Some say he stole it.
Oh, I've heard those tales.
I've told those tales.
I don't think that just because I am a teller of tales, I am not also a listener of tales as well.
Indeed, indeed. Another round?
Oh, absolutely.
Another round is the finest brandy. Here
you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
For you.
Yes.
And some for me.
Presumptuous. I'm the host
And
here.
Let me light it with this butane torch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
And yours?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. And mine. Oh, there go my whiskers.
That torch, by the way, came from down the road, King of Garden Supplies.
It did, it did. Look at it. It's got the logo on it. There it is.
Catchy it's theme song.
A crown.
That jingle of yours is something else.
Now, oh, the jingle?
Yes.
King of Garden Supplies?
Yeah.
King of Garden Supplies! King of Garden Supplies! When you need some garden supplies, head on down the road. Wherever you are, there's a King of Garden Supplies down the road. Walk inside, see what you'll find. You're gonna find garden supplies!
Love it. I love that.
Still the best.
So catchy. It's like an earworm.
Number
gets
one
in
on the chart for 17.
Incredible.
Alan Thicke wrote that, gentlemen.
Amazing.
Alan.
Amazing.
Tiberius Thicke wrote that.
Wow. It shows. His fingerprints are all over that thing.
And now,
tell us
the tale
of...
We don't know. We're waiting for you.
Yes, isn't this the point where you actually tell us? Oh, you...
Thought you knew, yes.
No, we don't know. This is the one tale you have not told us. This is the one you hold back. We gather like this.
We always get you full of brandy, and you attempt to tell us this, and then you say you can't. But tonight is the night.
That's right. The moon is full. The moon is full.
The stars are bright.
My blood sugar is low.
That's right.
Your brandy is lit.
And it's time.
Yes.
Listen as I tell the tale of how my father stole the crown to the garden supplies.
Why? I've been dying to hear this my whole life.
Yes.
You've been telling the tale that he stole this store? Now listen to the true, unworldly, and completely unbelievable, but totally true tale. There's been a lot of pretense.
There has.
I don't want to build it up too high, but let me just say that this story cannot possibly be built up high enough.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
My breath is bated. Set the scene for us.
Paint a picture.
It all begins high atop the mountain known as Olympus.
What?
Olympus Mountain?
What?
We call it Mount Olympus. Okay. Those of us who have been there call it Mount Olympus.
Well, so you've been there.
I have set foot on Mount Olympus. I took a gondola up.
Gondola? Well, then you wouldn't have set foot. I mean,
no, I reached a foot out of the gondola.
And dragged it.
Very dangerous.
Dragged it across
the mountain. Yeah, they always say arms and legs inside.
Yeah, they say don't drag your foot across the mountain out of the gondola.
Ah, but a bon vivant does not listen to the rules.
That's the truth slam.
Cheers to that.
All right, set the scene for us once again.
Paint a picture.
What was it like? What was the weather like? What was happening that day?
The air was thin.
Oh, I knew it.
The hour was midnight. And my father, then a young man, stepped off a steam gondola, and thus began his destiny.
Ah, here I've arrived at Mount Olympus. I'm going to go right to the top and find that king. What's his name again, Jeffrey?
Well, his name is King... the king is all we know.
Some say he is known as the king of Mount Olympus. Mount Olympia. King Olympiad.
Yes, Sebastian, you're right. I'm very excited.
Well, as your Sherpa, I've got all of your supplies here. I've got a frying pan.
Thank
I've
you,
got
Jeffrey.
A pickaxe.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And I've got some crampons here.
And as your half-witted biographer.
Yes, Sebastian.
I have a pen, a knapsack, some bananas I found on the way. They've gone bad, but I think that I may be able to convert them into banana bread.
Oh, should I find
an oven.
It's true.
If they're mined.
just rotten enough. They're actually a little more sweet, aren't they?
It's the best way to make banana bread.
Fine, then on our way, we'll go to the top and I'll find that king and I'll steal his crown.
Oh. Well, you'll need to be fresh when you're up there, and as your Sherpa, I will carry you. Hop on my back. Feet in the stirrups.
There we go.
And now your biographer.
I will do my best to describe this.
Okay.
Onto the printed page as we go.
And here we go.
Onward, Geoffrey. Onward!
He rode Geoffrey's lofty muscles as Geoffrey walked up the mountain.
Yes, Geoffrey.
Like someone who is strong. He was strong. And he walked up the mountain for a long time.
I can see the top. It's only several hundred feet. Oh, that's a long way to go.
The air's getting thinner. I am going to need some oxygen, a canister of oxygen. Did you bring
we don't have... Sebastian, blow some oxygen into Geoffrey's lungs.
Won't that just be carbon dioxide if I... You know what?
Yes.
I won't actually. I'll just suck it in without inhaling it into my lungs and blow it into your face.
It'll puff up your cheeks like a... Oh, yes, like that. And then on my mouth, carefully, carefully. Oh, suddenly all my senses are heightened. I can see again. Once again, on my back. Let's go.
And so...
Onward, Geoffrey!
I gave him a kiss of life, and he carried us to the mountain when we got to the top.
Here we are, the top of the mountain.
Wasn't as far as I thought it was.
No, it was kind of an optical illusion. It's, you know, with the thinner atmosphere, it's hard to tell distances in this.
Here we are. Now, I'm going to go in and I'm going to trick that king into giving me his crown.
Look at the size of this castle. It's carved out of stone.
Is this directly from legend? None of my people have ever come up here for fear of the repercussions if we did.
Well, Geoffrey, today there will be repercussions. This king will no longer have a crown and your people will know the truth.
But We've been living in darkness for so long.
It's time you had light!
Said.
You don't need to write that down, Sebastian.
It's time you had light, you don't. Said.
Oh, Sebastian. All right, let's push open this door.
Hold on a second, I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Geoffrey, why?
Because what lies beyond this door is something, according to legend, more terrible and more fantastic and more wrath-invoking than anything. I can't let you do it!
Well, I must do it.
Well, I won't help you.
Well, I don't need your help.
Dum, dum, dum. Does that go in a book?
Sebastian.
Do I write it in the book or do I just try to create the drama?
Just leave it the way it is. Don't describe it.
Okay.
Sebastian, you may want it. What? Why, Sebastian, look over there.
What's over here?
I slit your throat, Geoffrey.
But how will you get down?
I'll slide down on my bottom. That's how it works.
I turned around and realized something had happened.
Yes, while your back was turned, the mighty gods of Olympus killed Geoffrey.
Geoffrey's throat burst open in a bloody surprise.
That's
it
right.
It must have been the gods. Zeus himself must have murdered Geoffrey.
Yes, Sebastian. It was Zeus. Zeus did it.
Zeus must have murdered our best friend and Sherpa.
I wouldn't say he was our best friend.
Geoffrey was our best friend, he said.
No, I wouldn't say that.
And so it was time to change our mission.
Yep. We're going in to steal this crown.
And a very...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Avenge Geoffrey's death.
Oh, I'm pretty cool with the way things turned out.
Okay, let's head in.
Sebastian, wait for me! Sebastian, wait for me!
Sebastian waits for his master to pass him and then open the door. He knocked 3 times.
I haven't done it yet. You don't know how many times I'm going to knock.
Sorry, let me go back. He stared at me, looking impatient.
Sebastian, I'll knock.
That was three times, and so
damn it.
I went back to where I had written before and then put my pen down to see what would happen next.
You don't need to write about your writing.
I'm your biographer, though.
Yes, but right now you're writing about what you're doing.
You know, this is a long-standing debate in the world of biographers.
All right.
Do you include yourself?
Okay.
Are you the passionless eye, or do you become an active participant in the story you're telling?
Let's go in.
Okay.
Who dares knock and enter the palace of Zeus?
The voice was deep and booming. It must have been someone who lived here.
I do!
Who are you? State your name.
I'm a regular man.
I'm a regular man.
No, I am a regular man.
Well, I'm a regular man. Enter the courtyard.
I am Bradley Cumberdong.
Bradley Regular Cumberdong.
Just Brad.
The prophecies are true.
What?
It has been prophesied, Bradley Regular Cumberdong, that you would approach the palace of Zeus here on Olympus Mountain. One day it will be called Mount Olympus. And you would try to depose the king of gods, Zeus.
It was Zeus himself sitting on the throne, who we thought was actually King Olympiad. But since no one had actually come up here, everyone's minds were blown to discover that Zeus himself...
Who is this feeble creature?
This is Sebastian. He's my biographer. He's chronicling my entire journey.
Said Moregula.
No,
man.
Just take Moregula. My name is
Bradley... Regular Cumberdong and Sebastian Autobiographer, come forth into the light. Come into the Crystal Palace and reveal thyselves to the eyes of King Olympia, heretofore known as Zeus.
Sebastian waited because he didn't want to go first.
Here I am.
Ah! Regular Cumberdong.
Bradley Cumberdong.
For years I have awaited your arrival, Regular Man. Look upon these charcoal renderings. I have drawn you. I have seen you in my dreams.
There I am. And there I am again.
The charcoal renderings were surprisingly accurate.
And look at this one. This one shows you taking a piece of jade and piercing my everlasting heart with it.
What? You can't.
Did you draw that, almighty Zeus?
Indeed I did.
So what you're saying is jade will end your life?
It is the only substance in all of Olympus Mountain that can possibly harm King Olympia.
Is it? Is it the only thing?
You're matching my cadence.
If I had closed my eyes at that very second, I wouldn't have known who is who.
Sebastian, please, you know who's who. He's a giant god on a throne with a crown, and I'm beside you.
So you seek to depose me?
I think you've deposed yourself.
We accuse you, Zeus God of everybody, of killing Jeffrey.
That's right.
Our Sherpa.
You accuse me of killing your Sherpa Jeffrey?
You made his throat explode, you
and the
bastard.
The way it works down on our level on Earth is that an eye for an eye, and murderers get the death penalty, and you've killed Jeffrey.
And so you relinquish your crown. To Bradley Regular Man Cumberdong II.
Bradley.
Since there is no trial of my peers, since I am peerless.
Oh, it's like a good. It's a loophole.
I must surrender, since you are two of you accusing against one of me defending.
That's right, it's our word against yours.
I admit that I was turning the other way when it happened.
I saw the whole thing and you did it.
Well, I guess I did it.
Well,
here's my crown.
Thank you, and here's some jade for you.
No!
That's what you get. Thank you for the crown.
He plunged the jade into the heart of Zeus himself.
Just as my charcoal rendering had depicted.
Why did you draw that?
I don't know. I could have done something else.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so painful.
I really wouldn't have thought of the jade had you not drawn the picture.
That's what you get, Zeus. And so Sebastian seized the moment.
What?
And took another piece of jade.
What?
And plunged it into the eyes of Zeus.
No, my eye!
Master, why would you do that?
I'm so half-witted.
I'm edipally blinded.
Okay, quickly. He's blind, he can't see us, and he's been stabbed with jade twice.
Sebastian wasn't finished there.
What?
Sebastian had the...
Sebastian, what are you doing?
The bloodlust of god murder. And he strangled him.
There's no point. Why are you doing this?
Oh, he bit Zeus's face off.
But
he drank the blood
much.
Of Zeus.
Whoa. I have the crown. Let's just go.
I'm shrinking.
And as Zeus drank, so Sebastian grew.
I have it right here on this piece of charcoal. Right.
Why did you draw that?
I don't know.
Now Zeus drew in real time, drawing this as it happened. And so as Zeus drew, Sebastian scribbled in his notebook. And it was a multimedia biography of real-time events.
And so, the end of a life of a god, I become insubstantial and spread upon the wind and disembaguate.
He disembaguated.
And I'm big now.
Well, you're only like an inch bigger.
Ah, inch of the gods.
Yep, inch of the gods. Sebastian, why don't you look over there for a moment?
Okay.
I'll just leave with this crowd.
Look where? What am I looking at? Hello? And so Sebastian takes the throne. And he puts his feet on the ottoman. And he begins a new start. The Story of Sitting Here by Sebastian Autobiographo.
So wait a second.
Well, that was quite a story.
You're telling us that your father killed Zeus, took the crown. Yeah. That's how you've become
The
prince of garden supplies from down the corner.
My father stole the crown of Zeus himself, took it back to his land here, North America. And used that power, that godly power, to start the greatest chain of garden supply stores the world has ever seen.
So, what of Sebastian?
Some say he still sits there on that throne, scribbling away in real time as his feet rest comfortably.
Wow. There's a moral to that, isn't there?
Well, it's for the listener to decide. For me, the moral is...
That's us, right?
The we're the listeners.
You're the listeners. So, so it doesn't matter what it is.
No, it's what we would decide.
Well, no, it's not that we were trying to
interrupt. Well, what do you think the moral is?
Then we'll decide.
Then we'll decide.
Yeah, oh, okay. If it's appropriate or not. Yeah.
Seize the opportunity as it comes. That's the moral for me. When we see the great god Zeus, murder him at first sight, take everything he has, and use it to... you're not on board with that.
No, I would.
Because that's what I've always gotten out of that.
No, actually.
All right then, gentle friends.
Yes.
Guests in my home.
Yes.
What do you take of this story?
Well, I would say that the moral of this story is quite clear. That Zeus was tired of being king, and that he had prophesied his own demise, and he had manipulated events so that regular man Cumberbatch, your great-grandfather?
I think it was just my father.
Oh, just your father. That he had manipulated his own demise and had set things up to actually hand off that crown, which was actually a burden and a curse to him.
I agree. I've also discovered another moral to this story.
First of all, that was an interpretation, not a moral.
Okay. I believe there is a moral to this story.
Fair point.
And I think, if you would agree with me, the moral to me is never... ever trust a Cumberdong. Jade to the eye!
Oh!
Take his crown!
Take your crown!
You sat here all night! We have the kingdom now! We have the garden supplies!
You sat here all night blinding me with alcohol, listening to my stories!
Bunch of garbage! Your stories are garbage! We have the crown now!
This is no way to treat a bon vivant! Enjoy your... kingdom of garden supplies.
Quickly,
oh, we will.
Carve out his heart.
All right.
The kingdom of dirt. The money is spent. You will be in debt. You're no Cumberdong. I have no heir.
Don't worry, Cumberdong. I think Zeus did it.
They said, proud of themselves, not noticing me behind the chair.
Sebastian.
I'm not here. I'm the passionless eye.
Wow.
That's surprisingly looks pretty good for being locked up in a castle for that long.
Yeah.
Well, I had that extra inch of god power.
Right. Forgot about that. Well, there's an extra seat at the table, Sebastian.
I imagine you've got quite a story to tell.
Oh. First, I believe it's time to eat that hat.
Son of a bitch. Here we go.
He chewed glumly. The hat was...
More rosemary, more thyme.
The hat was as flavored as it could possibly be.
Oh, it's so salty.
But it was tough. Leathery.
Oh, it's made of leather.
He should not have made this wager with a hat from the Australian outback as he had chosen. Truly, this would be a meal to last an eternity.
I Accuse Zeus. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Professor Bert Cumberdong and Sebastian. Lee Smart as Canis Five, Jeffrey, and Zeus. And Nug Nargang as Slam Bradley and Maregular Man Cumberdong. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.